isolated events. They are systematic and well-planned. Bangladesh Constitution designates Islam as the state religion, but upholds the principle of secularism. It prohibits religious discrimination and provides for equality for all faiths and religious. Sadly, reality falls far short of this constitutional obligation. Since Bangladesh's independence, minorities have faced many forms of injustice, including attack on homes and places of worship, abduction of girls, forced conversion, attacks on business, and death threats. As a result, population has decreased 8% from 22%. It is not an exaggeration to say that Hindus, along with Christian, Buddhist, and the indigenous population are not migrants, but rather sons and daughters of this soil. Since the former Prime Minister escaped from Bangladesh, we have witnessed a surge in religious intolerance. This includes targeted attacks on Hindus, open threats against ISKCONs, forcefully resignation from people's occupation, also the use of social media to spread false accusations against Hindus, such as insulting of Islam or the Prophet. The authorities often fail to protect victims, in some cases even support the mobs. This situation atrocities cannot be continued. Over the years, all the attacks on minorities in Bangladesh have fostered a culture of impunity. We believe that the full implementation of 8-point demands, what we are fighting for, will help Bangladesh to move away from this impunity culture. We sincerely request.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I remind you again that the subject of this particular session, which is the first session, is minority representation in public spaces. Bangladeshi Student Christian Movement, you have the floor.